Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. And today, we're peeling back the digital curtain on Microsoft Build 2026, where Windows just got a major upgrade. Not just an OS anymore, it's now an AI agent platform.
That's right. Windows isn't just your dad's start menu in solitaire anymore. Microsoft's basically turned it into a playground for AI agents. Think of it as Disneyland, but for software.
Wait. So my laptop can run a small army of little digital butlers now? Or is it more like, I don't know, an army of clippies, but less annoying?
Definitely less annoying, and way more powerful. Microsoft has rolled out something called Microsoft Execution Containers, or MXC, and it's a huge deal for security, flexibility, and just plain old geek cred.
Okay, MXC sounds fancy, so is this like a bouncer for AI agents? Yes, clipboard off limits, move along.
That's actually a great way to think about it. MXC is a new policy-driven execution layer. Developers can declare exactly what each AI agent is allowed to do, like which files it can touch, network access, all that, and the OS makes sure the agent can't step out of bounds.
So if I write a rogue agent that wants to email my grocery list to my boss, Windows will step in and say, "Not today, Clippy."
Exactly. And the cool part is, MXC isn't just a single, one-size-fits-all sandbox. It's a spectrum of isolation. You can have lightweight process isolation for fast stuff, session isolation if you want to cut the agent off from your desktop and input devices, or even run agents in a fully separate cloud PC with Windows 365.
Hold up. Session isolation? Does that mean agents can't peek at my embarrassing desktop wallpaper or grab my keyboard input?
Yep. With session isolation, agents are walled off from your user session, so no snooping on your desktop, clipboard, or input. It's like putting each agent in its own soundproof room.
Honestly, that sounds like the dream for anyone worried about sneaky AI. Or, you know, for when I finally get around to making my Jamie's Secret Taco Recipes agent.
Your taco secrets are safe, Jamie.
All right, so Microsoft's big on security, but how do they keep track of all these agents? Like, how do you know which agent did what?
Good question. Every agent running on Windows now gets its own identity, either a local ID or a cloud-provisioned one, backed by Microsoft Entra. So every action is tied to a specific agent, and you can see exactly who or what did what, when, and why.
So if an agent goes rogue, you know exactly which digital miscreant to blame. No more, it was the system excuses.
Precisely. And with Agent 365, security teams can set policies and monitor agent behavior. They can gate access to sensitive data, control what agents can do at runtime, and even spot risky prompts or malicious activity.
I feel like we need that for people, too. Sorry, Jamie, you can't access the fridge at midnight. Policy violation.
Maybe in Windows 2030.
Now, let's talk about the brains behind these agents. What's powering all this?
That's where Aeon 1.0 comes in, Microsoft's new on-device AI model family. There are two flavors. Aeon 1.0 Instruct, which is a super efficient small language model for things like summarization and rewriting, and Aeon 1.0 Plan, which is a beast, a 14 billion parameter model with a huge 32K context window built for reasoning and tool calling.
Wait, 32,000 tokens? That's like the war and peace of context windows.
Right? It means these agents can juggle a ton of information, so they can reason over complex tasks, manage files, even orchestrate other agents, all without needing to phone home to the cloud.
That's wild. So no more racking up cloud inference bills every time I ask my agent to sort my 5,000 unread emails?
Exactly. Microsoft calls it unmetered intelligence. You get powerful AI locally with zero per token cost. Plus, it's not just for those fancy new NPU-equipped laptops. Now, even regular GPUs and CPUs can handle these models.
I saw some big names are already building on top of MXC, OpenAI, NVIDIA, even that open-source OpenClaw project. How does that fit in?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. OpenAI wants to help developers move from intent to reliable execution faster, while NVIDIA is bringing their OpenShell to Windows, built on MXC. And OpenClaw's gateway is already running contained on Windows. It's like a who's who of AI, all moving into Microsoft's new digital neighborhood.
It's starting to sound like my Windows PC is going to be more crowded than my actual apartment.
Except these roommates don't steal your food. Well, unless you count CPU cycles.
What about developer tools? Anything new for the folks who actually want to build this stuff?
Tons. For starters, Core Utils for Windows is now generally available, so you get all those sweet Linux command line tools running natively. Plus, WSL containers are coming soon, so you can spin up Linux containers on Windows without third-party hacks. There's an experimental intelligent terminal that connects your agents right in the terminal with context-aware suggestions and fixes. And Windows developer configurations can take a new machine to ready-to-code status in minutes.
Finally, no more hour-long setup just to get Python running. My past self is weeping with joy. Or maybe that's just the onions from those taco recipes.
Could be both.
And what's this I heard about new hardware? Something about a Spark Dev Box?
Oh, you'll love this. The Surface RTX Spark Dev Box is a desk-side monster, up to one petaflop of AI compute, 128 gigabytes of unified memory, and if you want to get really wild, the DGX station for Windows can run models up to a trillion parameters, locally.
So my next PC is basically a tiny supercomputer. Take that, cloud.
That's the idea. Microsoft's betting big on hybrid compute. Run the big stuff in the cloud, but keep as much as you can right on your own hardware.
So, bottom line, Windows is now an AI agent platform with built-in security, identity, and on-device brains. If you're a dev, you can start playing with this stuff today?
Yep. MXC SDK, Core Utils for Windows, and the developer configurations are all available now. The rest rolls out through 2026. The only real open questions are pricing for some of these features and which devices will be Aeon 1.0 plan capable. Oh, and the Spark Dev Box is US, only for now. Sorry, international listeners.
There's always next year. Or, you know, just train an agent to move to the US for you.
If only it were that easy.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked what you heard, hit subscribe, share with your fellow tech nerds, and drop us your wildest AI agent ideas.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay sandboxed, stay safe, and remember, never trust an agent with access to your taco recipes.
See you next time.
Bye.